find the service a little bit. That's what we're going to do over in Collinsville. We want to be mindful and respectful to anything that you would want to do with your mother today. And as far as, you know, taking them out or bringing them to your house or whatever, whatever that you got planned to do. And I hope you do have some plans to do something to show your respect for your mother. Amen. Well, I'll say this again, but I wrote this down where I could remember it. What's them vehicles that are Chevrolets, and they're not vans, but the transmissions, they're big things. And the transmissions have been known to go out of them real easy. What's that vehicle? It's like it'll hold about 10 people. Suburban. I'm going to write that down. That's exactly what it is. I almost bought one time because our family was evolving. And I drove one up at Chevrolet Place in Fort Payne. Man, this is nice. And you know, at that time, I could have afforded a vehicle like that. I could have afforded a new one. And but just something just letting me do didn't let me do that, and I'm glad because I got a 15-passenger Dodge Ram van, and that's exactly what we needed. We took out the back seat, and Kathy had a small pickup. She had a pickup bed in the back of that to haul, and we had 9 children, and so everything worked out. We went to Mexico more than once with the whole family. We went to North Dakota twice, and everywhere else, going and coming. So anyway, that's a key word, that suburban. And what I'll probably tell you about that again a little bit. But better get a good look at your mama. You better get a good look at your mama. And more than just a good look. You better do that. Better do that while you can. I've got a lot to say, and I'm going to do it quick. You know, we're in this thing together. There's something called, and I just write it the way it sounds, Balticon, Balticon. Anybody ever heard that word, Balticon? We're in this thing together, and our mothers are part of it. Balticon means shoulder to shoulder. And I don't know. I don't know if it's an Asian origin, I think. I'm not sure about that. You can check that out. But what's happening over in the Philippines right now is a multinational military exercise to protect the Philippines and Japan. There's all kinds of forces over there right now that are securing. They're doing exercises to keep the Philippines and Japan free from China invading them. And they call it shoulder to shoulder. So they're from different countries. They're also, you know, they're military, and they're standing shoulder to shoulder to provide that protection. And so that's wonderful. I thought about that. I thought about how close-knit the church is. I thought about how close-knit this church is. And I believe we are. You agree with that? I mean, that's where it ought to be. We ought to be all just one big clique. You know, some of us get along with others better than we do others, and I won't get into all that, but mothers make up a big, big thought of that, and grandmothers do too. I've talked to a lot of people about this and that, and they mentioned my grandma brought me to church. My grandma brought me to church. And my mama brought me to church. A lot of men think churches are for just children and women. They don't even know, they ain't got sense enough to walk around. Church is for everybody, and it ought to be led by men. And it will be if it's done biblically. And I appreciate the women, men, mothers, grandmothers, children, everybody that's in this church. I just don't believe there's another church just like it. I know there's other good churches, but this is my church. This is where I go to church. I wouldn't be anywhere else in the world unless God called me away. How much, you know how torn I've been about trying to determine the will of God about going to Maine? Months, years since I first met my friend up there. And so I've got to go. And I'm going to, hey, if I have anything to do with it, I'm going to be like MacArthur. I shall return with my bride. But thank God for the mothers. There's all kinds of mothers. There's all kinds of mothers. Well, let's boil it down to two kinds. There's good and bad. There's good mothers and there's bad mothers. Help us for a few minutes. Lord, direct my thoughts. Keep me in my, be in my mind. Let the mind of Christ be in me to say what needs to be said. And Lord Jesus, we honor our mothers. And we thank God for those who've had good mothers. And we pray for those that have had not good mothers. And Lord, I pray you'll be honored and praised in everything. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And 2 Samuel, you don't even really have to turn there. Trust me, unless you just want to write down these things, you're probably better off to just listen to what I'm saying and write down these scriptures and see them later. In 2 Samuel chapter 20, there was a wise woman. The Bible says she is wise. In verse 22, it says, and if you're quick at it, you can check me, make sure I'm not preaching from the Sears and Roebuck's catalog. I don't know of anybody that ever preached from the Sears and Roebuck's catalog, but there'd be something in there that some of us preachers could preach on, I guess. A wise woman, a wise mother. Then the woman went out unto all the people in her wisdom. Now, here's the thing. Here was what was happening. Joab, David's people, I got to do this quick now. David's people, there was enemies that David had, and they were conspiring against him for the kingdom. I'm just going to sum it up like that. And Joab and another guy, some of his military people, went after the key man. And he was on the run. He was hiding in a city. Well, I'm simplifying this. I'm hitting the high spots. They surrounded the city. They besieged the city. And they started to batter the walls down. And the Bible says a wise woman peeped over the wall and said, can I talk to you a minute? Joab was the captain. He assumed leadership from his brother, his cousin. He sort of got out of line assuming leadership. I ain't got time to get into that. But he is the head guy. She said, are you Joab? He said, yeah, I'm Joab. She said, can I have just a word with you? He said, yes, ma'am, you can. I'll give you something to say. She said, why do you want to destroy a city and a mother of Israel when you're just after one man? She said, if you'll give me just a little bit, we'll take care of him. And she went around through the city, started talking to everybody. She said, here's what she said. Give me just a few minutes and I'll have his head for you. She did. She brought his head and throwed it over the wall. And she saved that city. She said, listen, are you going to destroy a city and a mother of Israel? That means I got some kids. And why should they have to die for one man that you need? A wise woman. And then it says, in her wisdom, it says a wise woman came to talk, and in her wisdom, she got that job done. You better not. I'm going to tell you what, you're going to be in big trouble if you start messing with a wise woman. That's right. She knew what she was doing. And she was brave. Because they could have took her off that wall. You know, they could have shot her down. They could have filled her full of arrows. Because of her wisdom. Thank God for wise women. Wise mothers. There's some unwise mothers. They've made some very foolish decisions. They've made some very, very foolish decisions. You can just imagine. Maybe you know some that have made some foolish decisions. I could just run rabbits all day long right here. There's something wrong with a mama that'll be like this and having her head pushing the kid back. There's something dead wrong about that, friends. I despise it. I see kids, I talk to kids, I talk to the people. And I try to, you know, if I see a kid that's, and her mama's ignoring it, I try to, you know, I start making faces at a kid or start looking at them, smiling, hello, I wave at them, they wave at you. And then the mama's around, whoa, what you waving at? What you smiling about? That is a unwise mama. And I, as far as I'm going to take it, you can just, people you know that have made, not been wise, and made foolish decisions. You just have to sympathize with all of that. There's wicked women. I hate glasses. I can see this a little bit if you give me a little time to focus. There's wicked women. Wicked mothers. I'll close probably with some of that thought. In 2 Chronicles 22 verse 3, listen. There was a young king. A king started to be the king when he was about 42 years old. His name was Ahasuerus. His daddy died, and they made him the king in his father's place, and he was the youngest child. He was the youngest son. There were other older sons, and it usually don't work that way, but they got the youngest son to be the king. He followed in the ways of Ahab. You know who Ahab was? Jezebel's husband. So in reality, he followed Ahab's ways, and Ahab followed Jezebel's ways. She run the show. And they had shrines and high places all over Israel. And they worshiped false gods. And all of that, you know the story. So he followed in the ways of Ahab. And here's what it said. I'm just going to read the verse. I don't know the difference between 1 Chronicles and 2 Chronicles. You try to be up here. Anytime you want to give it a shot. The seventh year of Jehoiada strengthened himself, took the captains of hundreds, Azariah, the son of Jehoiakim, Ishmael, the son of Jehoiada, and Azariah, the son of Obed, and Masada, the son of Adiah, and Elishaphat, the son of Zechariah. You know what? I am in bad shape. Give me just a second here. It's there somewhere. What happened? I'm just going to sum it up. You can find it later. I'm determined to find this. Here it is. And the inhabitants of Jerusalem made Ahasuerus. Lord, I want to thank you for letting me find this. His younger son in his stead for the band of men that came with the Arabians to the camp had slain all the eldest So Hazariah, the son of Jehoram, king of Judah, reigned. 42 years old, Hazariah, when he began to reign, and he reigned 1 year in Jerusalem. 1 year, his mother's name also was Athaliah, the daughter of Amri. He also walked in the ways of the house of Ahab. Listen, for his mother was his counselor to do wickedly. His mother taught him how to be bad. Can you imagine what kind of person she was? And you know what? It is just natural a lot of times for a child to follow the mother's counsel. She counseled him in wickedness. She told him how to do it and how to accomplish it. Wickedness. Wicked woman. Well, let's just go to a working woman. Listen to this. You know what I'm not doing? My mama, bless her heart, sometimes she did reverse encouragement to me. She's going to another church. And she said, Roger, we got us a new preacher. And the reason I'm saying this is I'm not jumping around, spinning, flying through the air, swinging from chandeliers. And I could do that if I wanted to. And I might do it before this day's over with. But I'm not right now. She said, we got us a new preacher. And I said, oh, yeah. She said, he don't preach like you do. She said, he preaches with the power. I said, well, I guess I preach without the power, Mama. Like, that's the lowest. I mean, my mom, my own mom. I can't even halfway think about what I'm supposed to be saying. Okay, here it is. You can write these verses down. 113, Psalms, verse 9. He maketh the barren woman. A barren woman, somebody without a child. I'm talking about a joyful, working woman. Mama. He maketh the barren woman, of course, to become a mama. He maketh the barren woman to do what? You ladies don't, no offense, but here's what he says. To keep house. That's Psalm 113, if you don't believe that's in the Bible. Verse number 9. He maketh the barren woman to keep house. What does keep house mean? Guard the fort, right? Keep the fire burning. You know, have some cornbread cooked. When the husband gets in from work, I'm going to overestimate this. Come on in, honey. I know you've had a hard day. Sit down in your easy chair. Let me take your shoes off. Now, did you want sweet tea or a Coke? And I'm going to get supper ready for you. And she's just run ragged with kids all day. About to go crazy. You got to want... I ain't going to... In your dreams... Makes her to keep house. Keep the house. I'm going to tell you, I'm gonna draw one from the past. When I was in Bible school in Chattanooga, there was a man that, right, he was a song director. Let me tell you, you don't want to direct your husband the wrong way, ladies. I mean, this is extreme, and I'm taking a big chance telling this story. He was the song director. He was one of the main song directors at Tennessee Temple. And he taught us music. So you know why I don't know much about music now. But he taught us song directing. And when it was my time to get up and do some directing the singing. You can tell what kind of man a man is by the way he does his direct singing. You go, there you go. You better watch them funny boys. I mean, you better watch them. So, I wasn't doing it right. Sandberg come up behind me and reached his arms around me, grabbed my right arm, started doing like that. I said, don't you touch me, boy. I didn't do that, but man, I'm going to tell you, I was very uncomfortable. And he bragged about how clean he could get a commode and clean the kitchen and clean the bathrooms. His mama was a great preacher's, one of the best known independent Baptist preachers in the nation. It was her daddy, and she was prominent, and she was important, and she ruled the roost. They found him a few years after I was gone, and the radio station with some male students. That's all I'm going to say. And his boy, I felt so sorry for him because he had a boy that was much of a man. And here it is. He maketh the barren woman to keep house. Now watch, watch. I feel for a woman. Come on in, Robert. You need to hear this. I'm going to back up a little bit and tell them that men need to wash dishes. I didn't say that, Robert. I try, but my wife don't like the way I wash dishes. I tried. He maketh the barren woman to keep house. You know, I feel for the woman that thinks she's a slave in her home when she should be a queen. I feel for the woman that's going to have a child and dreading it. I do. That's my opinion. He maketh the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. The happiest women that I've ever seen in my life is not a CEO of some big corporation, but it's a woman taking care of her house, and she's a joyful mother. How far have we come to let the world dictate to us what our role models should be that are foreign to anything that's ever been written in the Word of God? I believe, of course, we know that Solomon wrote most of the. This is one of these days. I don't even know what. I don't even know the New Testament from the old right now. Total confusion. But we know that Solomon wrote the Proverbs and the Ecclesiastes. Solomon did. Okay. Listen to this one. Here's this joyful working mama. Working mama. JWMs. As an ant. Where'd that come from? It was that big. How'd an ant get in the pool? I mean, we need to talk to the bug man. I thumped him in the kingdom come. I believe that Solomon wrote this. He didn't write them all, but I believe that he wrote this Proverb 31, and I'm not going to all of it. The words of King Lemuel. I believe that was a word that was used at that time from my studies, not translated Solomon, but in respect to him. Okay, you can believe what you want to, but I believe it was Solomon. The words of the King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. His mother taught him some things. The greatest teacher in the world is the mom. The greatest teacher in the world. She said, "What, my son, and what the son of my womb, and what the son of my bowels?" Number one, give not thy strength unto women. Be careful, son, for the wicked woman. And don't give your strength nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings and young men and older men. It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine. He didn't say drink too much. He said it's not for kings to drink wine. Not too much, but just don't at all. That's good. You know what a grandma told me? A grandma on this, what they call that when they go on that to Florida and whoop it up, or the prom. He was going to the prom. Here's what she told me. It's supposed to be a church woman. And here's what she said about her grandson. She said, "I told him to go out there and be careful and don't drink too much." What? Don't drink. There you go back to that ungodly counsel. Lest they drink and forget the law. And I thank God. I voted for Donald Trump and I'd vote for him again. If your persuasion, you do whatever you want to. I voted for him. He's our president. And I pray that God will show him and guide him and save him if he's lost. That's what I pray for. And I'm not going to turn my back on who I vote. I know I got perfect peace on who to vote for, and I'm not changing. I wish he wasn't president. No. God put him in there, and I got Bible on that. It don't matter how wicked he might be or not be or what, nothing like that. God put him in. Now, enough on that. I guess I've made half the crowd mad. Lest they drink and forget the law. I thank God for a president that has never tasted liquor. You don't. And I'll tell you what, fellas, if you're in corporate work, if you're not a drinker, you won't fit in. If you don't wine and dine. I've been that. I did fit in. I can't thank you. Kathy is that one that meets I had to go to. They had to pick dinner. They had a side room. I went in with pages worth of food. They said, "We're not ready yet. Y'all are going to this other room. We need everybody's home." Oh, a little pot. Lest they drink and forget the law, prefer to judge on their any other thing. For thy mouth for the dumb. The cause of all such as are appointed to destruction. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and speak the cause of the four knees. She gave it flat. Now, let's get back to the unhealthiness. Mama said, "My feet too." They seem to be too. Sir. Now you can turn your Bibles to Ezekiel chapter 6:7. Got that verse. Ezekiel is in the Old Testament. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel. Ezekiel's. Now what's happening in the chapter of Ezekiel chapter 16 is God is compelling how Israel has been behaving as a nation. And it compares them to a bad woman. To a bad mama. You listen to me? To a bad mama. He's comparing the nation of Israel. He said, "Y'all, this nation of mine, Israel, Judah, y'all been behaving like a real bad mother." Let's just see what God would say. Why that? 32. But as a wife that committed adultery, she taketh strangers instead of her husband, and gives gifts to all whores. Thou givest thy gifts to all thy lovers. Instead of them paying her, she's paying me. I ask them, they may come unto thee on every side thy womb. And the contrary is in thee from other women, whereas none following thee meant for them, and in that thou givest a reward, and no reward is given unto thee, therefore thou art contrary. Wherefore, O harlot, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, because thou filthiness was poured out, thy nakedness covered, through thy whoredoms with thy lovers, and all the idols of thy abomination, by the blood of the children which thou didst give. For by seeing this closely, and by the blood of the children, the blood of thy children, which thou didst give, bleeding, children, dying, children, behold, I will gather all thy lovers that has taken place, and all them that thou hast loved, and all them that thou hast hated. I won't even gather them around about against thee. Discover thy nakedness within thee, they may see all thy nakedness. And I will judge thee as women that break wedlock and shed blood judged. Oh, this is terrible to read something like this. And I will give thee blood in fury judged. I think it's verse 44 we want to read. Behold, everyone that useth Proverbs shall use this proverb against thee, saying, as is the mother, so is the woman. Not only has she lived waywardly and wickedly, the proverb is. As the mother, so is her daughter. Read on. Thou art thy mother's daughter, that loatheth her husband, that loatheth her husband. What? She loatheth her husband. She despises him. What in the world? How wicked can a woman be that would not only do what she's been doing and have the blood of her children on her hands and loathe her husband? Loathe her husband and not only her husband, but and her children and friends. I wish I'd never brought them into the world. They're in my way. They're hindering my success. And for us here, what we've read, there's an abortion state. Six. Look, he compares Sodom to Egypt by good sheep, but by Sodom by secrets he hath not done, which hath not done. What is Sodom not done? How far can you go beyond Sodom? She nor her daughters as thou hast done, thou and thy daughters. God is breaking. Let me just ease things off a little bit. We need to respect our mother. We need to assume responsibility for our mothers. Mothers have to be saved. Redemption. And one last one that I'll save for the last. Respect your mother. It don't matter if she's good or bad, you gotta respect your mother. You gotta assume responsibility for your mother. Jesus did on the cross. He respected his mother. She broke in on a big meeting where he had thousands, a lot of people around him. And they said, hey, your mama needs you. And he showed her respect. At the marriage of Cana, she went to him and said, they have no wine. And then she went to the people in the marriage and said, you go to him and you do whatever he says needs to be done. Wait, was it George Washington? George Washington, mama was a, she's a rouge. But anyway, I won't get into that. He was as honored and respected as mama. Mary had to be saved, you know that? Mary had to be saved just like everybody else has to be saved. Contrary to the doctrine that teaches Mariology that says that she went to heaven, she ascended and never died, and they deified her. Quickly, I'm closing. As is the mother, so is the daughter. Always been told, oh, you marry somebody, get a good look at your mother. I had a beautiful mother. And my father-in-law agrees with that, too. And he probably don't even want me saying that because he'll get jealous. I always tell people, she said, I'm married, but I got a daughter. You didn't say that. But she did. She was a finesse, the food for me. The way to a man's heart is to his feet. The man's heart to his stomach. That's insane. Mama's been fine. I don't care how good your mama is. She's not saved. She needs to be saved. Now let's reverse this. It says, so, as is the mother, so is her daughter. Let's just talk about this for a moment. It says, that's bad blood. I knew they'd turn out that way. Somebody's got to go against the bad blood. And there is exceptions to the rule. There's exceptions to men that don't turn out like their fathers that were wicked. And there's women that don't turn out like their mothers that were wicked. They go against all odds. They change. They decide. They make a decision about what they've observed growing up. Get saved and serve God. Two stories. One woman I know personally. Another woman, I heard her testify. Give her testimony. One woman. She was 12 years old. Listen to me. Oh, she was 12 years old. They had missed her brother and her sister-in-law, who was done married and had their own house. And they went to check on them. And they found them in the bed, shot to death. And the little baby, their little baby, was laying between them, alive. My friends told me her mama went into whoredoms and left her alone when she was 12 years old. 12 years old. She's a good Christian woman right now. I never call her name. Faithful to her church. Can you imagine? The one that I don't know. Here's, I'm telling you, men, boys, girls, if you got bad parents, you don't have to follow in their footsteps. You don't have to do that. So, this other lady had 9 kids. That's what we got, 9 children. The woman that's giving the testimony, she's the number one child. She never knew anything about her mother because she was like 40, 50 years old. Her mother hid her pregnancy. Her mother, when the baby was going to be delivered, time for the baby, she went to the hospital, had the child left. This woman had two other stepmothers. I tell you, I was at Jack's last evening for a moment there in Center. There's a family come in, and I was bragging on this. It's the opposite of Hannah. They had one boy, opposite of Andrew, had one boy and Robert, one boy and four girls. I got talking to them. Anyway, I said, y'all got a wonderful family. And Daddy said, yeah, thank you, thank you. And there's an order, and I was sitting there talking. And a little girl, she's like 8 years old. She come up and said, yeah, we got a big family, but you ought to see my other family. It's bigger than this. It's a lot of them. And I'm thinking, my other family, my other mama, my other daddy, how does that happen? You can know. You know how. Bad, ain't it? In every case, the one that suffers the more, the same way as in war, the ones that suffer the most is children, and the same way it is when family problems start. But you don't have to turn out bad. You don't have to repeat it. You don't have to dwell on it. So this other one, here she is. Her mama, she never saw the face of her mama. Had the baby took off. She had two other mamas that she called, like two or three other stepmamas. It must have been in a foster home. I'm not sure. I didn't. There weren't no questions asked. All of her other stepmothers was just exactly like hers. So she had at least one real mama and two stepmamas, and all three of them were wicked. She's happy. She's married. She's got children. And she said to this, I learned from all three of my moms. I learned. And I am today what I am because I learned that I didn't want that way of life in my life. Saved or unsaved, whoever's listening today, wherever you are, you don't have to repeat the sins of your mama or your daddy. Don't try to make an excuse, but I'm turning out just like my dad. You don't have to. Let's stand. Thank you for your attention. Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Sit still. Wait a minute. Martha got a catch in her back. She don't feel like it. She is ready to go. I didn't do that on purpose. We need to respect our mama. We need to assume the responsibility for our mama and daddy. Our mamas and daddies need to be saved. And here's the last thing. One of these days, if Jesus don't come, we're going to have to release our moms. We're going to have to release them and let them go. I remember, I was over in Georgia, over on the other side of Atlanta, working. I was in a motel. It's about Buford or somewhere. And I got a call from the hospital. They took my mama. She'd been having troubles. They said, you need to get to the hospital. I took off. I called my brother Randy, my brother Ronald. I didn't know. He don't just call. That's a hunting down, bloodhound. So they needed us at the hospital. They said, you're either going to have to sign her off or tell us what to do. And as soon as I got that phone call, I knew what I was going to have to do was let my mom go. I mean, my mother, she come to me for the assurance of her salvation, her own son. I knew mom was ready to go. I knew how bad she'd been suffering. Mentally and physically. Up there. Walked right in there. Not happy to do this. On that counter with the paper, and I signed my name right there. My brother Randy was with me, and he looked at me and walked out. We talked later. How in the world? How could you do that? So Mom was ready to go. And I let her go. And she wanted to go. It wasn't assisted suicide. I had to let her go. That was hard. You know what? The devil haunts me sometimes. He says, you let your mama die. I'm haunted from that. But I did what I thought was right, and I still think I did what was right. I did. Think whatever you want to think. Condemn me if you want to. That's okay. Me and you both will condemn me. But I let my mama go. I released my mama. I held her hand to her last breath. And I'll tell you something hurts. It's when down at Collinsville Funeral Home, they got a blue Winnebago. What was it? What was that car? Suburban. A blue Suburban. Real fancy. Nice people. Funeral home. Real fancy. Collinsville. That's what they haul the bodies in. And I'm at the hospital seeing Randy off. And I come down Highway 11, and there's a car behind me. And I turn at Portersville Gap to go up to my house, turn left. And I looked in my mirror, like you see when a car's lights are not on, you see the side of it. When it looked in my rearview mirror, as I turned, it was that little Suburban with my mama in it. And something just stuck to me. And I see that in my mind. I had to let her go. A lot of times she lived right down the road here for years. And I'd say, Kathy would go by and see Mama. I'd call Mama. I forget. I can't call Mama. I can't go back to see Mama. But I can go see her, go be with her one of these days. And here's what I said a minute ago. You better get a good look at your mom. You better do that, kids, children, old kids, older children. You better get a good look at your grandpas and grandmas, your mamas and daddies. Miss Franklin tells me, said to Franklin, been coming here. She said, Roger, she lost her husband. One of these days, your Kathy's going to be gone. She's told me that time and time. You know how much I touch you. You know how much you walk by the table, and I'll just, you know what I want to do? Okay. One of these days, if she goes first, I'm going to touch her hand. It's going to be cold. She's going to be in a casket if I don't go first. You better take care of the parents. On Mother's Day, let's stand. You better honor your mother. God bless everyone. You need to pray. I don't know what you need. Maybe you want to thank God for your heritage and come to this altar and pray. Maybe somebody needs to be saved. I don't know what your needs are. I don't know what they are. I don't know how you worship God or whatever you want to do. You just respond, please, to anything that God's dealt with you about during this invitation. Heavenly Father, have your way. Thank you for good, godly mamas. I pray for those that are not saved. You'll save those mamas. And I pray for the children that follow them, that they would never blame their condition and live a life of evil because they got to be like their bad parents. I just pray you'll bless them, give them hope, save, help, and heal in Jesus' name. Amen.